Welcome. Yesterday, we had quite a moment. The whole family was loaded into the Subaru. There were sirens blazing around us, red, blue, red, blue. The kids were in the back in their car seats, gazing into the siren lights. My wife was in the passenger seat, bleary-eyed, speechless. And those sirens just blazing, red, blue, red, blue. No, we were not pulled over by the police. No, we were not in line to be tested for COVID. We were going through the automated car wash again. The sirens were those little advertisements they have in the car wash, trying to sell you on the polish and wax treatments. That was the thrill of our day, about the only thing we could do with the kids during the pandemic. Well, we'd already been hiking and we'd already been to grandma's house. What else can you do? We had one of those days and moments where we were going a little crazy. Can anybody relate? I know this time could be and should be relaxing, but with young children at home and balancing school, work, cleaning up, not to mention people dying everywhere, it's just so much. I think one of the hardest parts about this moment in history, nobody knows when we will get a break. Pre-pandemic, we all had breaks to look forward to. A night out with your friend for Negra Modelos and gourmet tacos, an upcoming weekend out of town to catch up on sleep and have an adult conversation, going to the baseball game on Saturday. I miss that more than anything. Now the things I look forward to are hiding from my kids between the washing machine and the dryer to eat a cold banana muffin and read a story on ESPN about the 1871 Brooklyn Dodgers, or rubbing lotion on my hands to soothe the 9 cuts caused by the low-grade hand sanitizer I pilfered from the lobby of my office. And of course, taking the kids through the automated car wash for the 8th time this week. If you also feel moments of insanity, say I think the best life lesson I've learned so far during this pandemic came from an interview with Michael Singer. You might know Michael Singer from his books, The Surrender Project and The Untethered Soul. Michael Singer built this billion-dollar company by surrendering instead of by striving. He credits all of his success to following life's plan instead of his own plan. The interviewer asked Michael Singer, "What do you think is the message here during this pandemic? What should people be paying attention to?" And Michael Singer said, "No one's going to like my answer, but I literally do not allow my mind to make up these patterns that I hope to find comfort in. To me, it's not my place to understand. It's my place to serve, to honor, to respect. I look at the reality, let it touch whatever it needs to touch inside of me." In other words, we all have these extreme challenges right now. Life is right up and in your face. Will you accept the challenges and embrace them with all your heart and soul? Or will you complain like I just did? This is a chance for accelerated growth, because if you can accept these extreme challenges, you can get through anything. But this time can also drive a deeper divide in your relationships, in your psyche, in your health, because it's all so intense. Last night, as my wife and I lay down almost comatose from the exhaustion of the day, we said to each other, "Are we going to keep getting our ass kicked every day? Or are we going to embrace this time and grow?" I'd like to pretend I have the answer, but right now I'm just meditating on the questions. May we dig deep and find the strength to let this moment in history make us stronger and wiser and closer. And some of us will emerge with these blessings. Some of us will not. It all begins with a very clear and conscious choice. So, question for you. What is the great challenge you are facing in this pandemic? Maybe it's how you're going to bring your business back to life. Maybe it's how you're going to get along with your family during this time. How to stay positive when you're being dragged down by the negative. What's your challenge? Get clear on that. And another question, can you make a clear and conscious choice to accept the challenge, to embrace it, to dig in? So take a moment to get a little more comfortable. And Michael Singer has this mantra, living from a place of surrender. Let's make that today's centering thought. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, come back to those words to center yourself in the moment. Living from a place of surrender. Living from a place of surrender. Thank you. if your attention wandered, living from a place of surrender. Coming back to the moment. May all of us dig deep and find the strength to let this moment in history make us stronger and wiser and closer. Some of us will emerge with those blessings. Some will not. It all begins with a very clear and conscious choice. Living from a place of surrender. See you tomorrow. Peace.